I travelled the world for almost 4 decades. And I met some extraordinary people along the way, one of which was a young man in the Republic of South Africa. Now, this young man grew up under the apartheid regime. The general consensus at that time was that people of his persuasion had a smaller brain capacity than that of the European. That they were untrainable and could only undertake simple work which demanded only a low skill level. He grew up listening to these words and formed a belief system based on his thought, untrainable. You see, if you tell a man that he's incapable for long enough, he will start to believe you. Tell a man we're untrainable. When the truth is manipulated, a false sense of reality is then created. We're untrainable. Which in turn promotes a limited perspective on human potential and will keep people trapped. Trapped in a state of perpetual mental servitude.
We're untrainable. We're untrainable.
Tell a man
we're untrainable.
Trapped in a state of perpetual mental servitude.
We're untrainable.
But there came a time in this young man's life when he started to dispute these ideas because he found something. Something called self-belief. And against all the odds, he applied for a trade apprenticeship within the aviation industry. His family and friends thought he had gone absolutely crazy. Why? Because under normal circumstances, a position like that was reserved only for the people who were born with a complexion for connection. His application was successful. From that moment on, his mindset changed.
His application was successful.
And he embraced that change. And started to become more and more distracted from his old belief system. And became more and more inspired.
Mindset change.
You see, once the mind has been expanded, it will never return to its former state.
Mindset change.
The mind became more and more inspired.
International transformation and success coach Myrna Morris Young delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals His purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna, and today we have a very interesting guest, Mr. Darren Zewak. And Darren is going to talk to us today on the topic of 90 days of encouragement. Encouragement for the listening soul. Darren has his own company, and that company is I Am Darren Zewak.com. So let me tell you a little bit more about Darren. Darren Zewak is a chart-topping singer, songwriter, and pianist who has successfully released 3 independent gospel music projects. He has dedicated himself to utilizing music and technology as tools for spreading the gospel message to the whole world. Mark 16:15. Through original Christ-centered daily posts that offer encouragement for the listening souls of more than 200,000 highly engaged social media followers, Darren has worked tirelessly to win souls online for the Lord. After recognizing how much impact he was having in the lives of others, Darren decided to compile his unique post into several volumes of devotional books titled, featuring some of his most impactful social media encouragements to date. He is a graduate of the Oklahoma Baptist University and the music minister at Mount Olive Baptist Church in Sepulchre, Oklahoma. Darren Zewak is a chart-topping singer, songwriter, and pianist who has successfully released three independent gospel music projects. He is dedicating himself to utilizing music and technology as tools for spreading the gospel message to the whole world. Mark 16:15. Through Original Christ Center daily posts that offer encouragement for listening souls of more than 190 highly engaged social media followers. Darren has worked tirelessly to win souls online for the Lord. After recognizing how much impact he has in the lives of others, Darren decided to compile his unique posts into several volumes of devotional books titled featuring some of his most impactful social media encouragement statements. All right. So, Darren, welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. And I have never interviewed a songwriter before, so this is going to be new information for me. And I love your title of Encouragement for the Listening Souls because, yeah, that's what music does. It talks to our souls. So welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm blessed to be here.
Yes. Well, thank you. All right. So we are going to dive right in. Now, the topic, you're putting a specific time onto encouragement. You're talking about 90 days of encouragement. So what is that, you know, where is the formula coming from? And if you can tell us a little bit of what led you to have this particular topic from your musical background.
The encouragement is actually a different leg of my brand, and the encouragement is actually something separate from my music. I do music as well as encouragement, and encouragement, this is about encouraging people daily. I mean, if you follow me, if anyone follows me, they know that I send encouragement out many times during the day, and this 90 days is excerpts of encouragement of some of my greatest posts that I have done on social media, and it's mixed in with scripture to give that thought a little bit more depth.
Okay. So that's awesome. All right. So what inspired you to write the book? And how do you think it can help people for 90 days? Now, your biography didn't say anything specifically about a book. So can you tell us what book you're talking about and how that corresponds with the 90-day theme?
Okay, well, the 90 Days of Encouragement is the name of my book.
Oh.
And it will be released. The official release of it is going to be the 15th of November. And
oh,
so the encouragement actually is things that I post. I post a lot of stuff daily, and it just incorporates the things that I was doing on social media, and it turned into something more. I mean, I was posting stuff. I wasn't really paying a lot of attention to the interaction, and the Lord started blessing me with having, 100 and 200 and 300 likes sometimes on one post. And then people were chiming in saying, hey, we like this encouragement. We like how you give us daily encouragement every day. And so, the Lord just kind of led me into that path. I never really thought that I would ever be an author, but here I am, and God has blessed me to do that. But it's definitely not a road that I thought that I would be going down. But I'm blessed that God has given me fresh inspirations daily that I share with people on a daily basis. And this book is just, this is the beginning of what God has given me to share with people, along mixed with scripture. And it's not really drawn out long, different types of, how people, when they have a journaling, it's like it's real. Mm-hmm. It's really not a long rhetoric in this. It's a short snippets of encouragement. It'll take you less than a minute to read them and go on with your day. That's what it's for. It's for you to hit it and go on, not you know, these long drawn out
things
devotionals.
Yeah. Well, in social media, that's a great way to do it because nobody has time to read anything. They just want to, as you're scrolling through, something grabs their attention, and obviously you're moving them, which is why they're liking it. And that's really a good thing to do, to make someone feel better, give someone encouragement. It's a really good thing to do. So, and I'm glad that you were open to direction where, you know, it wasn't your path. You stumbled onto it, and you followed the direction that God is leading you because, you know, he wants you to continue to do that. I mean, that's what he wants us all to do, is to encourage each other, you know, hold them up. And something, a word, a smile, any form could be an encouragement. So he's giving you the gift of the written word, and not only in your book, but also in a little quote that you can put on Facebook. And I'm also, you know, he's giving you the gift of music as well. So you've got several gifts,
which
is pretty good. Right. So have you incorporated these words of encouragement at all into your music?
Some of it, yes. My music is a lot different than the encouragements because I've been writing music for a long, long time, you know, for a long time. I've been writing since I was probably like in high school. And so it's been a long time for me to be writing, but it just depends on what's going on. I mean, I write a lot of praise and worship, but I've written a lot of songs too. And some of the encouragement it goes along with sort of the music, but I don't really pull my encouragement out of my music. You know, like some people, you may pull it out of a song or something like that, but I haven't actually done that. God gives me a song, he gives me a song, you know, when he gives me a song, it's a song and I sit down. And when it's an encouragement, but encouragement's so quick. Okay. Songs is a chord progression and a melody and, you know, and lyrics. So,
it takes much more time. Awesome. All right, well, we've had a good start to our conversation. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
At the time I met this young man, he was already an established tradesman. And that's when he started to tell me his story. One of the things he told me was how amazed he was when he started his training. He realized that he was as capable as anyone in his group, and even better than some. His mindset changed. He completed his training and went on to become a leader in his field. He was eventually selected to take a position in the company as a planning engineer. Planning engineer. This young man only achieved success because he dared to dispute the general consensus in the community in which he lived. And he embraced that change. There is something that this young man does not know until this very day. It is how he influenced me to make a change in my own life. Just by telling me his story. What is in your story?
What is in your story?
What changes are you prepared to embrace?
What is in your story?
To ensure your success.
Embrace that change.
You see, once the mind has been expanded, it will never return to its former state.
What is in your story?
What changes are you prepared to embrace? To ensure your success.
Embrace that change. Embrace that change. Embrace that change. Embrace
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna, and today we are talking to Darren Zewalk. Darren is has the gift of music, he has the gift of encouragement, and he also has the gift of being an author. So in our first segment, Darren was telling us about his book that is set to be released November the 15th, and it's called 90 Days of Encouragement. And he has told us how God has led him down the path to inspire his social media following. So my question now is, what is the real meaning of encouragement for the listening soul? How did you come up with that tagline?
Actually, encouragement for the listening soul is actually my brand. And how I came up with it is that that is what brings the music and the encouragements together. Music is my first love, and that's what I've always done. But the encouragement for the listening soul is a brand that says, okay, not only do I sing about God, encourage people in God, I also encourage them in words and what I post about God. So that's the brand of it, is that, you know, not just in singing, not just in, you know, just it's everyday living for me. That's what it is. It's to encourage the listening soul, encourage, you know, because that's what, you know, the Bible wants us to do. It wants us to, you know, for those that hear, you know, let them hear what saith from God. So, you know, that's my brand. My brand is actually to bring encouragement through the words that I say on social media, as well as the songs that I sing.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. That's a beautiful brand, because the image it's conjuring up to me is, yeah, you know, your soul is the feeling part of you. It's where you get touched, is where God resides. So if you're really listening, then I've got a word for you. So that's what I, that's the image that I'm conjuring up. And yeah, I mean, because a lot of people, you can give them encouragement, but it just passes by them. But if you're really listening and you're open to it, then it will come in and it will penetrate and it will move you. So that's a really good brand. I love it. Yeah, all right. Yeah. And I know you mentioned that you've been writing music since you were in high school. So did you want to talk at all about your musical journey and how it, you know, how that plays with your brand as far as listening soul?
Sure. I've been writing a long time. I still write. I haven't been in the studio in a little while, but I do have three projects that are out. But I write music, you know, all the time, whether it be solo stuff or choir stuff. I'm also a music minister at my church that I'm attending now. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things where I started music when I was probably about 12 years old. I got into piano, and then I went on to voice, and I was in Allstate, and I went to college at Oklahoma Baptist University, and I got a degree from there with music, and it was a voice major and a piano minor, but I had like 12 years of classical piano. So God has really blessed me, and I had very supportive parents that just allowed me to do the things that, you know, that I've wanted to do, and it just kind of went on from there. Then I started writing, and I recorded a little bit when I was in my early 20s, but then I stopped because I ended up I was a single dad, and I raised my now 24-year-old daughter. So I did that, and then after I'd done that, you know, my mom came to me and asked me if I was still going to record again, and I said probably not, and she said, I think you need to, because I think that, you know, that you still have some stuff. And I told her, I said, I haven't recorded in 18 years, so I didn't think I would record again. But God saw fit that I should start singing again. I sing a lot in church, but
beautiful.
I had been in the studio, so it just some things have happened. So since then, I've recorded three albums. So
nice. See, that's what mothers do. They encourage. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, if you've got a gift, as a music minister, you know that if you've got a gift, it doesn't dry up, right? So
yeah,
your mom is
right
that God still has something for you to share. That's why he gave you that gift. So I'm glad that you're back in the word and in your gifting and your talents. So that's great. Awesome. All right, and what inspires you to write? And how do your songs come to life? What is your process?
I generally it's very different. Sometimes I usually I'm just at the piano. I mean, I have a keyboard that I play on. I'm at the keyboard and I just start playing chords and God will give me a melody line, and with the melody line comes the lyrics. Sometimes people, they write lyrics mm-hmm. and then they write their music to it, but mine is completely different. It's music, mm-hmm. then a melody line, then lyrics. And it just, and they just come to life. It just depends on what the topic is. If I'm going through something, I generally write kind of deep type stuff more so than not. I just don't write all the time the happy, happy, happy stuff. I write stuff okay. that kind of make you think. Like one of the songs that my very first project was I wrote a song called Situation. And mm. it talked about the situation in the song. And that's pretty much what it was. And I guess about a month ago, I was nominated for an award from the Muse Awards. And I was nominated for Artist of the Year. And
oh, wow.
my EP was also nominated. And so I think on the 17th of November they're going to announce who the winners were. But we had the votes whenever it shut down. So I mean it was really interesting. And I was just blessed that I would even be nominated for anything, because you know I thought that project. I said nobody's really liking that project. Even though once again my mom comes into play and it's her favorite song that she you know.
Wow. Oh well, God is good, right? So, yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, he needs to give you an audience, and it sounds like you have an audience anyway. You said you have a really
right.
huge social media following, and how beautiful and blessed would it be for you to release your album or song on November the 15th and then get an award on the 17th. That's, you know, that's will take your stuff right to the top. So, yeah, I'm glad that God is still working in you and with you and through you. And that's real talent if you can sit at the piano. I should say not talent, but that's a real gift that you can sit at the piano and listen for the inspiration either from the Holy Spirit or, you know, from your internal guidance system and just write something and it just comes to life. Yeah, that's really beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Where can we find your music?
You can find it almost anywhere. It's in iTunes. It's okay. Amazon MP3. You can find it. I'm all over the internet, so you can listen at my website, which is iamdarrenzwab.com, which is also a place where you can also get an excerpt of the book if you wish to look at an excerpt from my book. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
But my music is everywhere. I mean, I'm in SoundCloud. I'm on all these other places as well. But as far as purchasing iTunes, you know, Amazon MP3, I'm in Spotify. I'm in all these different places.
Okay. Awesome. All right. And what is how do we connect with you on social media? What is your tag on social media?
It's Darren Z Walk, and I am at I have a Darren Z Walk page on Facebook. I'm also on Facebook as Darren Z Walk, and I have another one that's J Darren Z Walk, but that page is full. I'm mainly
okay.
I'm a lot on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram.
What's your handle on Twitter?
It's at Darren Z Walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
DarrenZWalk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the same as Instagram and same as Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Darren Z Walk. Loving it. Be right back.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Well, welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. We are speaking to the Darren Zwack, Encouragement for the Listening Soul. I love it. And also his website, IamDarrellZwack.com, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So Darren has been talking to us about his gifting as a musician, his gifting as encouraging us, and his gifting for, you know, the 90 Days of Encouragement, his new book that is going to be out in about a week or so. So as we wrap up into our final segment, I want to ask you, Darren, who are your inspirations and who do you wish to send shout-outs to?
I have a lot of inspirations as far as musically. I mean, I listen to a lot of different people, from contemporary artists to regular gospel artists. It's have a very eclectic music collection. But, you know, when I was younger, I listened to a lot of Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, that type of stuff. But now I listen to, you know, I like Anthony Brown. I like, you know, some of her friends on stuff, you know, Fred Hammond. I like Johnny McClurkin, CeCe Winans. I just listen to a lot of different people that I just really, really like. And I'd like to send shout-outs to my wife, of course, Latessa, and my have a daughter. Her name is Juliana. Send a shout-out to her and to my parents and my sister, Jennifer, and my brother-in-law, Brad Forbes, and my two little nieces, Caitlin and Chloe Forbes, and just to, you know, all of the people that have supported me on social media, all my Twitter followers, all my Facebook friends and all my Instagram friends. Yeah. It's just truly a blessing to have them. And I call them my encouragers. So I'd like to send a shout out to my encouragers.
Yeah, because it's very nice to know that you're touching people. It gives you, I'm pretty sure that's why you stuck with it. It's something that you just happened onto. But it was great that you were, you know, I'm pretty sure you felt good when you got 300 likes on an encouraging word that you put out, that you're touching people. So that's great. And, of course, you get more followers. Now, so I know a lot of time and a lot of people have the Facebook Live where they, you know, they do encouraging things and they coach and things like that. So do you do any of that, or you just post, you know, like a sentence or something? Like you said, it's very short.
It does. I mean, my posting consists of, you know, sometimes it's a variation. You know, it's sometimes it is one line text post. Sometimes it's usually a song. I have a song of the day that I post every day.
Oh, that's great. So you do music. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. I have. I usually do a post that is one post a day that is a video in which I send encouragement that way. And then, you know, and sometimes it's picture. I do picture quotes. So it's a variety of different things that I do that God has blessed me to have.
Well, I'm glad I asked you, because I was getting the impression that it was just like a one-line thing, but Now I understand why you're so popular, because, yeah, you're doing a song, you're doing video, you're doing text, you're doing pictures. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And in your book, The 90 Days of Encouragement, you know, how are you doing that? Are you writing it in a form of a story, or what is your format on that?
No, it's not a story. It's just like it's very short phrases with scripture attached that support the phrase that I said. It's like a real short, like it's short. It's going to take you less than a minute to read a post, to read an encouragement. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
It's one of those short, it's one of those short hit and quit it things. It's not going to be these long devotions.
It's like a devotional that somebody can read every day.
Yeah, it's not going to be like that. It's different than that. It's going to be very short and to the point, and that's it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, listen, it was a pleasure having you on the show. It's like I said, you're the first musician that I have interviewed. So I am, you know, excited that you have the 90 Days of Encouragement and love your brand, Encouragement for the Listening Soul. Thank you for being on the show. I will definitely yes, you did give me your website. Your website is imdarylzwalk.com. Yeah, so anyone that wants to get your book, I'm assuming they can get it through your website when it's
yes,
when it's
and
available.
I want people to know how to. I do want to throw in there that it's okay. Spelled. It's www.imdarylz as in zebra. EWALK.com. That's how you get to my website.
Great. Okay. Awesome. But then even if they just Google your name, that will probably come up, right?
Yes, it should, yes.
And your name is Daryn and Zewalk.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Right. So yes. they can and then, you know, if they want to connect with you on Twitter and Facebook, they can, you know, just put in your name. In order to get a copy of your book, then they can also get it through your website, correct?
Yes. Well, at this point, when it comes out, yes, and there will be other things that's going to come out. You know, as once it's announced, we'll have other posts and things that's going to come out that's gonna tell people where they are. But yes, you will definitely be able to get it from my website for sure.
Website,
yes,
beautiful. All right. Well, listen, thank you for tuning in to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I am also on Facebook as Myrna Young Life Coach. My website is www.myrnayounghelps.com. If anyone would like to be a guest on my show, they can shoot me an email at info@myhelps.us. Each one of my radio broadcasts are converted into a podcast on and also a YouTube video. So if you wanted to listen to this interview again, you can search for it under My Helps or you can also connect it from my video blog on my website, which is, again, MyrnaYoungHelps.com. So, Darren, thank you so much for being a guest and telling us about your words of encouragement. And so I appreciate you, you know, taking the time to share with us and encourage some of our listening audience. Okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate you having me, and I pray that your show is blessed, and I pray that you are as well, and thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that blessing, and right back at you. Thanks again. All right, you have a good night.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.